Hey guys, well, it's what, mid-February, or we've passed mid, whatever it is, it's still February. It's just the second month of the new year, so happy new year. Did you guys enjoy yourselves? You can't respond, but I'm sure you did. If you didn't, I'm sorry. If the year started on the wrong note, you know what I'll say. Still, positivity, optimism, let's go. If it started on a good note, still the same thing, positivity, optimism, it carries on, let's go. Anyways, since we are still in the month of love, and if you know me, you know that me and food, the love, boys can break my heart, school can break it, but food, unless you're a bad cook, of course, food doesn't break my heart. So food has led me right into the capable hands of Tori Kubu, and today we are coming to talk about food with a food blogger. She's called Tori Kubu, but we all call her Tori because, you know, everything is branding and packaging, so Tori it is. And before we go, before she speaks for you to hear her sweet voice, we are just going, let me tell you right now, go and follow her on Instagram, because if I say it at the end, some of you will not get there. She's like that too, so let me say it right now. Tori Kubu _ explores, TORIKBUKU. Is that wrong?
TORIKBU_ explores.
Okay, so you've heard her voice. Sorry, I messed that up. It's fine. You guys know that my intros are always on point. You can forgive me. Anyway, sorry, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
Oh, I'm also fine. I'm fine. I'm happy because I can't talk about food. Anyways, I'm wondering, your name is very interesting. Tori Kubu. Tell us a bit about yourself.
So should I start by explaining my name?
We'll be happy because the name is heavy.
Yeah, so the name is actually in Wale. It's from Wa in the Upper West region. That's where I'm from, basically. And then the name is in my local dialect, because when my dad was naming us, he said, no, my children, I have to name them in a way that when people hear their name, they know where they are from.
Okay,
exactly. So that's how come my name is that way. So all my siblings have like similar names. There's Bagna, there's Senkari, there's Antoine Mene, and then there's Tori Kubu.
Please, yeah. My friend is Kong Mene Bang, she's from the same place as Tori.
So basically that's that. So about me, so
you like food?
Food is life.
Wow.
Yeah, everything about food excites me. So that's something that influenced me to start, because like I'm always looking for the next place that has good food, always wanting to try something new, always wanting to eat food.
Then you have a lot of money.
No, but the food, I'm eating on a budget. I'm not going anywhere. I'm looking for affordable but good food.
Okay, because for me it's like when I see food bloggers, I just think these people have money, because you are just moving from one restaurant to another. On whose dime?
Well,
because I like food too, but I don't jump from restaurant to restaurant, even if it's on a budget.
Oh, like on a budget means on a budget. So like you just create a budget for yourself, like maybe today I would spend like maybe 200 Ghana, right? Okay. So that's my budget. I want to visit 3 or 4 places. So
then on I'll 200 go, cities.
Yeah. Hey, stay by plan. I'll go to like 3 different places and try different things on the menu. Right, okay. So I can go somewhere and try like a main meal. Mm-hmm. I'll go somewhere and go and try desserts. Go somewhere and just go and get their drinks. So instead of having everything at one place, I'd rather go to different places and get the experience from different places.
Okay, before we even get into the food proper, I want to ask you, like we said, your name is very heavy, but you still use it for your Instagram, Tori Kubu _explores. And when I met you, your Instagram was 2k, I remember so well.
Yeah,
and you were telling me that, oh, your friends used to see it on Snap and say, oh, Tori Kubu starts, Tori Kubu starts, Tori Kubu starts. Then you were like, okay, I'll start. And you were even shocked you had gotten to 2k. Yeah. The next time I check in December, you are at 5k. And guys, we are just in February and she's at 14 point something k, and these are organic followers. And so I'm like, wow, I don't understand.
What's show you the way?
Yeah, it's because like it's like I feel like, I don't know whether it's because the passion for the food is real, so
yeah,
it's like people see it through your post that, oh nah, this is, we are actually getting what she's telling us. It's not like it's a lie or something.
Yeah,
because I don't understand, because I feel like Instagram you suffer to get followers.
Well, Instagram you actually suffer to get followers, but I feel like once like you get people that your content resonates with, mm-hmm, and then they understand, they can relate, they appreciate it, then you start to build a community or audience for yourself. So like all these things, it's like probably one video I posted, mm-hmm, that like went viral, like Instagram's algorithm pushed it, mm-hmm, Mm-hmm. And then if the video is going viral, it's because it's good and because mm-hmm. people are liking it and interacting with it.
Okay.
So then it's one of those things. Like somebody will just see the video and be like, oh, okay, this thing. Yes, 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 I want it. Or like, it's just looking nice. I really don't know why people are following me, but yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm making them see food and they're excited about it. So that's why they're following
because
me.
Because I remember your page looked a certain way at a point. Then you came and said, guys, I want to make it look better. And I'm putting in so much time and effort. I hope when I finish, you guys like it.
Yeah.
And now it's so easy to navigate your page.
Yeah.
Could that also be part?
Yeah. So that was when I noticed that people started following me a lot, right? So that time I was like, 5.something k, almost 6k
mm-hmm.
at that time, and I was like, no, let me just make it look like a manual. So if I want this, I know where to go. So then I created covers for the videos I had posted, right? So that it tells you that where to find this, where to get this.
Okay.
This is where I got this. This is what my experience here. Like, so something,
so without opening a video, you can easily see that, oh, this is it.
Yes. So then it gives you like some sort of guide. So when I come on this page, I can see this and I can see this and I can see that. And it also helped me like get some sort of sense of direction on what to post next. Because I realized I had posted about these things, but I hadn't posted about certain things yet. And I have everything on my phone because I always take pictures and videos everywhere I go. So then I always document everything. So I have enough content to put out there, right? So then it's just about how I choose to talk, to tell the story.
To tell the story.
Exactly. So then doing that guide and then changing the face of the page, it helped me like get the sense of direction, as I said, so that I can like be more intentional about what I post.
Okay, that's, so it's not like you're just doing anything.
At first, I was just doing it. Oh, but because it was like, my friends, like, I post things on my WhatsApp status, right? And they're all like, hey, Tori, where did you get it? Tori, where did you get that? And I'm like, oh, let me just create an Instagram page so that I'll just be putting it out there.
Yeah.
So that anyone else who wants to see it would see it. So it's not like a Finsta.
Okay.
Just my friends are there. And then they're all just watching. And then slowly, because I started in what, March 2022 and then around November, that was when I hit 2k.
wow.
So that was how many months? I don't know, like eight months before I got to 2k. And then from that 2k, within 2 months I got to 14k. So I was probably doing something right
after the 2k. I agree. So me right now, what I want to know is, okay, fine, you've been doing on a budget, we're using your own money as first and stuff. Obviously there are food bloggers that I know, Zubeida, I feel like that's her full-time job. So now I'm wondering that with time, that's when the more your followers go, you start getting like restaurants calling you to come and like put them out there, give you free food to taste and say something about it and tell your followers and stuff like that. Does it get there, or you are yet to get there?
So recently, or I would say like in December, I started getting people reaching out to me to come and like try out their food and things. But then the thing with Ghanaian people is that when I started, I didn't even think that it would be a thing that someone would pay me to come and do a review for them or anything. I was just posting my experiences, sharing my experiences. But then like I got some people reaching out to me saying that, oh, they like my content and they want to work with me, blah 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 blah. But then most of the people who come to you, they don't want to pay you. And then I had also like started without the intention of being paid for it. So I didn't even know how to charge people or how to like say, oh, this is my race card, come and pay this amount, I'll do so so and so for you. I didn't know all of those things, and nobody out there is telling you how it goes about.
That's the bad thing about Ghanaians. If like, let's say there's a food blogger out there and she's doing well, and you start and you help, you reach out to her that, oh, I'm also starting, can you help me navigate this thing? No, not mind you, or the rather, so you to pay them to teach you. And I don't think it's fair. We should help each other grow. The sky is big, we can all lava lava.
Yeah, people are rather like doing courses where you pay for it to get to know how to like negotiate deals and then like price yourself as an influencer. But then I think around January I met one of these food bloggers and I started talking to her, and then she was quite open about how to go about it. So until January, I hadn't really done anything that was like a paid job or paid gig or something. And then, you know, there's this like moral dilemma. It's like, hey, so as these people are coming to pay me for their food, does it mean I have to say their food is good?
Yeah.
What do I say now? Can I still be like honest with my review? Then it's like, hey, God.
I was about to ask that like, okay, does it now start to take the joy out of what you are doing?
Yeah. So then it's like there's this dilemma, and I'm always thinking, and I'm like, if anybody reaches out to me, I'll tell you that I'm going to give my honest review. If it's something that is bad, then it's not going to go on it, right? Because I'll tell you that this and this was bad, and I'm sorry, but I can't do this unless you want me to put it out there that it was actually very bad.
Yeah.
But then it's like, if you tell me that, okay, I'll work on it and call you back, I'll be like, no, I'll come back in my own time and come and try it again. Because if I say I am coming back to come and like,
yeah,
do it,
you would be intentional it nice. And make exactly. it better. Yeah.
Exactly. So then I have to come back at any time or get my friends
randomly,
to order
yeah.
to see how it is. But then aside that, it's like most of the places I've gone to, I've not even had a lot of paid gigs. Just the few that I've got, it's like when I went there, the food was actually good. And then if there's something that I see that this is just okay, there's nothing extra about it, I can order it like and not get tired of it. But I wouldn't say
it's exceptional.
Exactly. So then I'll highlight what I enjoyed. So I'll say, oh, I went to this place, I tried this and this and this, but my favorite thing was this, I enjoyed it so much, and this is what I liked about it. The other ones I didn't enjoy too much because this and this. So I've said everything I need to say in my caption or in my video, so whoever cares to listen would listen, right? So that way I'm telling you what I experienced and telling you what you should try as well when you go there. So that way it's like guided.
Yeah, me, I like food a lot, but I don't think I'm very adventurous with food or any other thing for that matter. I'm very stuck in my ways. The first time I tried sushi, it wasn't paid for. They were just like, oh, it wasn't even in the country, so like they were doing like, oh, come and try our sushi, if you like it then you get some.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, do I want to try one? I said, okay, sure. He gave it to me. I nearly spat it out. I literally nearly spat it out. So I just had to like force myself. I didn't swallow. I had to force myself to keep a straight face and move and spit it out, because I wasn't going to swallow that, honestly. So I'm like, I really like food, but I'm not adventurous. Does that mean that I can't be a food blogger? Because I'm not going to try new things.
No, no, no. So you can actually be a food blogger, because it can just be you telling stories about like food that you are comfortable with,
okay,
that most people can also be comfortable with, or it can be you doing that and also exploring, or a mixture of both of them. You saying that, it's not like I am so adventurous, I just want to try to be, because I'm very inquisitive. I want to understand how things work. I want to try different things. I want to just have different experiences and know that I have lived my life.
Yeah,
basically. So like that's just like the guidance. But then I'm also scared. Before I would try it, I'm like, hey, God, what if is this? What if is that? Am I sure I'm ready to
try it? This reminds me. You try squirrel. Are there squirrels in Ghana, Sif?
No, no, it's squirrel fish.
Oh, right.
Squirrel fish.
I thought it was squirrel. I thought it was squirrel meat.
No, 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 I can't do that one. No, I really can't.
Oh, it was the fish.
Yeah, it was squirrel fish. And then there's actually a Chinese delicacy. And then apparently, when I went to Google it, it's like based on how it is cooked. But then it's not an actual squirrel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just the cooking method. So then they make it look like how a squirrel looks
like.
Yes.
So then, so it's fish that looks like squirrel.
Yeah, some particular type of fish. In fact, let me Google it right now.
Google it and let us know. Okay. Also, before you like, so in fact, when you were starting, is it like you are just driving around and you see the place, or you are so intentional about it that you go and like Google and say, new places in Accra, or like how are you finding, how do you still find places?
So one thing I look out for is that probably, as I said, when you're driving you see places around, right? And then you like, oh, I have to visit this place, oh, I'll come and stop here and check it out, I'll visit this place, things like that. And sometimes it's just based on me ordering food from Bold Food or word of mouth, someone has seen this place and then they are telling me. Or sometimes I can go to places and I'm hungry, so I'll just like go on Google Maps, restaurants near me. Exactly. And I'll just see the places and I go and try. See if it's good, I'm like, oh nah, I have to put you guys on. Guys, I went to this place, I went to try this and this, and it was so good, I think you should try it as well. Then that's just it.
Okay.
And I'm just like putting you on because I feel like it's good.
So all this is about love for food, period.
Yeah.
Because I saw that you posted Le Jardin, and I felt like eating fufu one day, and I went there, and it wasn't bad actually. It was worth it. It was.
And Le Jardin, apparently it wasn't even new, like apparently it's been there for like so long. I got some people commenting that like they've been going there since they were kids and all.
Really?
And I'm like, wow. And then it's like one of those places that is consistent.
Okay.
When you go there today, you know that the next day you're getting the same thing. And then it's not going to be fluctuating. So you know that I have like to have this because it tastes like this.
Okay.
And then if I go, it's going to actually taste like that.
Okay.
So then that's one of the things that I liked about it. So it's like that one, it was like my older cousin who put me on. Because he was the one telling me about it. I was like, nah, I've not tried it before. Then we went there. Then we went again. Then we went again. I was like, no, I have to post it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to put the world on.
we appreciate it because some of us, where it was, I was never going to find it in 1,000 years.
You won't. Yeah. You won't. And the sign over there isn't like so big, like, and
because
on the road,
all the flowers too, and the way it's in the corner. Yes, I'm like, I wouldn't have found this in a million ways. Okay, so I know you have a day job.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, look at how you've changed the face of the page with the proper navigation method and all that.
Yeah.
When do you, in fact, there are lots of things coming to me. When do you find time to finish your day job, go to the restaurants, come and create the content? Like, do you have 27 hours in the day? Because
it's not easy. It really isn't easy because it's like you have to stay by plan. Because the day job is the main job, and then this one I just started like side, like something hobby.
Okay,
that's how it started, and then it's like now it's becoming side hustle,
right?
So then I have to find the balance. So far it's like if I close from work, I'll be tired. I have to wake up very early to go back to work, but then I still have to like blend it in. So maybe some places I'll go there after work, or probably I like just take my weekends to myself. So on the weekends, don't call me, ask me to send something to you. No, it's a weekend. Yeah. Let me enjoy my weekend by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So then mostly I try to shift everything to the weekend. Then I can't eat too much. Like, as I started, when I started, I was eating my own food and then posting it. But right now, it's like people are calling me to come and eat.
Yeah.
So then it's like there's too much food to eat. So I can't really eat it.
Invite me. I'll give finest reviews.
Invite you. Don't worry. So right now, like, it's like I'm going with my siblings or my friends or something, mm-hmm. and I like, just eat something small. I can't eat too much.
Yeah,
and
because you have to taste everything to be able to.
Taste everything to be able to talk about every single thing.
Yeah.
So then, like, I'll just take maybe my own is just one plate, but then I'll record 5 plates for you to see. Then I'll eat my one plate and just taste the other
5, just so that you can tell us what it's about, so that right.
Yeah.
So the way you love food, if you're supposed to be a meal, a dish, a dessert, anything about food, what will you be and why? I'm very interested.
Hey. So this is the question.
Yes.
What would I be?
And why?
And why?
Yes.
Ice cream.
Ah!
Ice cream is sweet. Mm-hmm. Ice cream will make you like feel relieved. Like, I don't know, if you're feeling stressed, you're having a headache or something, and you just go and get ice cream, you just like, yes, you just cool down, get calm, relax. Like, I don't know, I just love ice cream, so that's okay. What I'll choose.
Okay, valid. Me, I would have, you, I mean, I'm very, what do we, extra. I'll say I like ice cream because there are lots of different flavors.
Well, there's that,
but yeah, me, and variety is the spice of life.
If I'm even buying ice cream, actually, they are my favorites. When I go there, it's those things, nah, that I'm that buying. I'm not changing anything for any reason. Yeah. I can take the spoon and say, let me taste it. Actually, I'll taste it, but that's the end.
That's the end. You will not take it.
What I'm taking is what I'm taking.
We got you. Okay, I guess basically I can say that you are doing so well because honestly, when I saw you the first time and you said you wanted to be an influencer, I remember I was with Joy, Miss Na.
Yeah.
And I remember me telling her that Batori is so simple to a T. You know, because all these food bloggers and stuff, they are still trying to dress, makeup, look like they are a bag of money and all that. But with you, you are just as simple as it gets. Yeah. I don't know why you don't show your dreads, but yes, always hair covered and stuff like that. Did this at any point make you feel like, oh, if I entered this space with the way I am so simple, it might not fly or anything? Were there any like challenges for you to say that, okay, I don't think, looking at all these other food bloggers that have made this, I don't think I can be in this space and it will fly, so I'm just going to do it so that at least, not just my friends, even if it's 10 people more, that's fine? Was it something like that, or you didn't even think about that?
Yeah, I didn't think about it because comparison with the Teeth of Joy, and when I was even going, I didn't even know there were so many food bloggers in Ghana. I really didn't.
Oh, right.
I just knew like about 2 or 3 people, and that was just it. And I went there and said, hey, that's what they do for
you. You know, hey, the thing is, you know, that's the thing. So when I wanted to start making a podcast, mm-hmm. I thought that, okay, this, I like talking and I can ask people questions and stuff like that. So let me start a podcast, because podcasting is not really a big thing in Ghana. Like, the Ghanaians have not infiltrated that space yet.
Yeah.
Then I start a podcast, and all of a sudden I'm realizing that a lot of Ghanaians actually have podcasts.
Yes.
I'm like, wow.
And I'm like, hey, so what are they listening to? And I was like, was like, okay, but even if it was me, I'll go here and go here and go here
to check different reviews. Like, yeah,
just keep posting. Yeah, those who come to you, they'll come to you.
That is it. I feel like if we keep telling ourselves that people are, the system is infiltrated and stuff, now even I start a business and I see that 1,000 people are doing it, I'll say I'm going to make 1,001. Who knows?
Yeah, and then it's like Ghanaians like exploring, they don't like sticking to one thing. If I follow this food blogger, right, and I get opinions from the person, I get recommendations from the person, I also want to see another person to know what the person is also saying.
And you see, Ghanaians, we like cheap things. Exactly. So when it comes to something like food and stuff, they want to go and see all the, so because obviously, sorry, you have your places you go to. The next person might probably not go to the same place as you. And I definitely want to see all the options available before I make a choice. Because honestly, I think I'm too superficial. I would have thought about it that this person looks like this when they are
doing that work.
Like, in fact, not even with food blogging, generally, just like when you're influencing, you should look a certain way. Honestly, you inspire me so much because I'm like, hi, hey, what? When I met you at first, it was 2K. I said, okay, I already said you come on the podcast and everything. I was excited and everything. I went again, 5K. I'm like, oh no, this is getting better. After that time, I was even making that recording. You weren't at 14. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is getting better. She's growing so fast and I'm proud. I love to see it. I go back right before the recording and 14. I'm like, hey. So guys, I think the lesson here is believe in yourself, period.
Yeah, keep going. Like,
yeah.
Charlie, don't look at people. Stay by plan. Stay focused. Like, if you keep doing it, it's like one of those things. I always believe that those who are for you are for you. Your people will come to you. It's like selling stuff, right? There are 1,000 clothing shops across, like, Ghana, right? But then there's a reason you buy from where you buy from.
Yeah.
You go and explore, you go and roam, you come back to the same person because there's something you're getting, there's value you're getting from there. And then that's one thing that I want to be doing. I want to be more intentional about the value that I am giving my audience, right?
Yeah.
So that you have a reason for choosing me and for coming to my page to check out what I am posting and what I am recommending.
Absolutely, absolutely. So guys, we've been with Tori Kubu and we've been talking about food. Do you have a favorite food?
Favorite food.
Me, I don't have a favorite food.
To be honest, everything.
I don't have a favorite food. I might have things I don't want to eat.
Like what?
Like, what don't I want to eat? I don't know. So at first, I didn't like beans at all. Like if you gave me beans and cocoa, I'm not going to eat that. I'm like, no. But all of a sudden, beans and cocoa taste so good.
Yeah.
And it was even before like all the clouds about it on social media and stuff like that. I just started liking it. So my friend put me on some beans, person on Nice Market, you should try them.
It's Nice Market.
Yes. It was very good. So that was the first time. I think I was like level 100 or 200. That was the first time I ate beans and enjoyed it because she likes beans a lot.
Yeah.
So she always, when she's coming from class, she'll say, I'm going to buy beans. I'll buy some. And I'll say, but when I come, she'll say, just taste it. Yeah. And I really like very soft cocoa. And their cocoa is the way I like it.
Maybe, I don't like soft cocoa, so I'm not going to agree.
No, I don't have, I have an issue with people that I don't like soft cocoa.
Why should it be soft?
Why should it be hard?
No, why should it be soft?
I want it to be so soft and melt in my
mouth. No, I don't want to like insult, but like, no.
No, me, I'd rather insult you because that's hard cocoa.
Right. That's not, how can you insult plantain?
If you want to eat hard cocoa, go and buy plantain chips.
No.
Yes.
No, it has to be mid. No, it's not too soft, not too hard.
It has to be too soft that's like, they're sticking together.
Even
Kelewele
shouldn't be
peche.
No.
No, it has to be peche. No. My God. And to enter my I feel like people that have that like hard cocoa have issues because hard cocoa you don't even feel the sweetness, honestly.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So you don't like plantain chips?
I will eat it, but that's fried. Like, I don't know how to explain
it. But hard cocoa is fried.
No, but how do I explain it? Plantain chips is supposed to be hard, but cocoa, like fried
cocoa. So cocoa is not as hard as like plantain chips. It's mid. It's like dexterity, texture, like between the this one, the hardest.
Please,
and the
please, please. I'm not buying this argument. It's a useless argument.
It's not useless.
Cocoa yetutu, then you are saying me pedindi. What?
No, yeah, cocoa yetutu. It shouldn't be too soft. It should just be mid.
No, it should be soft.
Hard like a rock, but not like.
I have a friend, Aunt Marie. She also likes hard cocoa.
Everybody in my house loves hard cocoa. Why should we need soft cocoa?
Soft I love cocoa. Soft cocoa.
If I see the cocoa is getting black, I'm throwing away.
I like soft cocoa.
God, that's terrible stuff.
No, guys.
No, that's terrible stuff.
Hard cocoa.
No one should eat that.
Hard cocoa,
no
guys.
No one should eat that. By now, Kai, if you go and check online, Kai, it's not even good. Though.
It's good. It's better than hard cocoa. It hasn't fried
well. It's not good.
Hard cocoa. Hi, Kakwa. The Kakwa is not ripe.
It's ripe.
I want to fry. Sorry, because of that, I like her clothes a lot.
I don't.
Exactly. If you like her Kakwa, how would you like her clothes? Ha.
I can manage it, but I don't. It's not something I'll intentionally buy. Even Gobe, it's not something I'll intentionally buy.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But then recently, I found some nice Gobe spots here. Hey, you guys, I have to go and record it and show it. It's at Lakeside, actually.
Oh, really?
I'll push you guys on because it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. Way too good.
I have things that I don't like. And right now, like, it's not coming to me because there's more that I like than more that I don't like. But if you gave me certain things, I might probably eat it because I don't want to be rude or something. But one thing about me, if you give me food that is not nice, I cannot try to eat it. So I don't, like, if I came to your house and you offered me food, I'd rather say no. Because I don't know if my taste buds are going to agree with it. And if my taste buds don't agree with it, I'm not going to eat it. And I feel like that's rude. So don't give me food. Thank you. So I don't have a favorite food. Everything tastes nice to me, but I have things I don't like, which I can't remember now. I don't like some breakfast. I don't like breakfast. I'm not a breakfast person. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, which one would you take?
Lunch.
Me too.
Yeah, I mostly eat lunch. I don't really eat breakfast. And I don't really eat dinner.
Yeah, I have a friend, like, Miss Na, the one who comes on the podcast often, the one you met me with.
Yeah.
She likes breakfast a lot, and she tried to put me on. Breakfast is not bad, but it cannot satisfy me like lunch.
Do you get
yes.
Like in my office, there's this guy who's always drinking coffee, and I ask him, like, why are you always drinking coffee?
It's for her food.
Ah. When I just drink a cup of coffee, I'm okay.
Hey, oh, brony.
Sorry. Because I have to eat too. I went to try English breakfast at their house. They have like the very best English breakfast, right?
Oh, really?
And then it warned me, but I'm like, Charlie, let me go buy some watch it and
eat. Because Charlie.
Nah, it won't pass it.
I think people that like breakfast a lot are people that don't like food, honestly.
Yeah.
Because
breakfast,
I can enjoy it, but it won't do anything for me. I also have to go and eat food.
Exactly. If I eat breakfast, I have to eat more.
Yeah, that's not healthy. We'll become fat.
Yeah.
Are you scared you can become fat from this job that you're
doing? Right now, I'm going to start gymming. It's not small scale. I'm going to start gymming.
Yeah, because
I want to sign up.
Yeah, because trying all these foods and stuff like that.
Because it's very possible.
Now,
it hasn't started showing yet,
but you know, you can feel it that
Mr. One is very calm. I'm going to start.
Yeah.
I want to sign up, Crow.
Yeah, because I'm like every job has collateral damage, and I feel like the biggest one for
food
is obolo.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, guys. Basically, I guess we are coming to an end of this because if you leave us here, we'll talk about food the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we are recording in the night. We should have. I don't know why we didn't eat. We'll try and give you guys some video content for the page as well.
Yeah.
But go and follow her page. That's all the tea. See, you know me, I'm posting on Instagram. It's like 1 - 1 + 0. It's nothing. It costs nice. So after forcing me to create a podcast page, I'm hardly doing so. That's why I'm like,
start posting actively. We'll get content for them. Don't worry, guys.
Tori Kubu says she put us on some good things. I prefer calling her Tori Kubu to Tori. I don't know why.
Right now, because like so many people are calling me Tori, so I'm like, you let my name get missing.
Yeah.
That's how come when I did the page, I didn't even say Tori. I said Tori Kubu.
Yeah. I like that you love your name because some people, you realize that they'll start to prefer the Tori and throw away their actual name.
Yeah.
That's not fresh.
Yeah. But I want my name to be out there. It's like anywhere I go, I'm like, oh, I've never heard that name before. I'm like, I'm the first person.
So you know, let me bust your brain. When you told me you were called Tori Kubu, I told you about my friend called Menimba and everything. Mm-hmm. 3 days later, she posted her friend who was celebrating her birthday, whose name was Tori Kubu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first time we met. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow. So now I know two people. I don't know her, but I know that she exists somewhere.
Yes. And then if you go to Wa, it's the most common name ever.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's just here.
Hi!
It's just here. Because if I go there, I can be passing left, right, Tori Kubu. So I'm like, who are they calling? Is it me?
Okay, guys, you don't live in the north. You don't know what's going on there. She has told you. Let's all try and visit there. One day you should go there and tell us about your food because we want to know. My friend puts me on some macaroni jollof and things, and apparently they sell it on the streets and stuff like that in Wa, and it's really good.
Don't worry, I'll push you guys on.
Yeah,
I'll even go and record festival life and things for you.
Oh, we can't wait.
Yeah, give it a full cultural experience.
We can't wait, guys. I hardly use the podcast page to follow anybody, but I follow Tori Kubu because she puts us on. I mean, I've never, okay, let me tell you a secret. Mm-hmm. I've never gone to like Zubeda or anything to find a new place and go. If I go there, I already know I want to see their prices, or I want to see what is on their menu before I get there and stuff like that. But I mean, I've seen your page and I've gone somewhere that I didn't know existed. So that's one plus one for you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, I'm giving her flowers.
Yeah, it has made my head big.
Yeah. She deserves it. Okay, guys, it's a wrap now. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year.
This year, we are trying all sorts of food.
Yes, exploring.
I feel like eating squirrel meat. I don't know why.
You have to eat it.
No fish, oh.
No!
One day, you go and serve you snake and you know.
Hey, sure. I don't know, Papa. Hey! I won't eat. And oh, I even want to try more Ghanaian dishes because it's like I'm in a box. I've not tried all these fancy ebono.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all of those things. I need to try.
Fancy is nice, and I feel like it adds something. It's fancy with fancy kinky. My daddy eats that, and I'm like, oh, okay. But when you're eating fancy, you have to be very careful. There's a lot of bones because they use fresh fish, so the bones in the fish can just be all over the. Whatever.
Do you have any plug? Don't say it's on the podcast, otherwise you are giving them advice.
Yes, no, I don't even have any plug because my mom would rather do it at home. Yeah, I've never gone anywhere to say, oh, I'm eating fancy or something. Yeah. Sometimes my mommy would do at home and then I'll eat it.
What's one food you think I don't know that you eat?
One food like I think local. You don't know that I eat.
Yeah. Want to explore Ghanaian dishes.
Local. I feel like it might not be a food that you don't know. It might be the combination that I'll see.
Okay, see.
Like okra stew with rice.
Eh?
Uh-huh.
I not say we had combination sauce.
But I eat that. It's not bad. I like
okra stew with rice. Yes. Intentionally.
Yes.
It's not like this. Hey.
It's very nice.
How?
It's normal.
No, I'll not do it.
Ah! Try
I
it.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
Okra stew with rice. What
There's
else?
A limit.
What else do I eat that you might find weird? I eat a lot of weird combinations in my house.
Give me another one.
I'm trying to remember another one. But all sides of soups and rice are normal to you, right?
Yeah, except okra.
I didn't say soup. I said okra stew. The stew, not the
but
soup.
It still has okra in it.
Yes.
No.
It's nice. I'll force you to eat it.
So you've eaten fufu with okra soup or stew before?
No, never. Why would anyone do that? Rice. But I've seen people eat rice is a staple. Rice, we eat rice with everything. Rice with pepper, rice with this, rice with soup, rice with
normal. But rice with
okra. Okra stew is stew.
Let's not talk about it because
I've seen people eating yam with pepper, not fried yam, boiled yam.
But it's like peppery stew. If you think about it, it's not bad.
It's nice actually. I've eaten. Why am I saying people? I've eaten some. I've seen people eat fufu with pepper, grinded pepper. I promise. I was weirded out. Why do people put egg on pepper?
Oh, I went to Kumasi and they did that.
I'll never do it.
No, when I tried, it wasn't bad.
I'll never do it.
No, it wasn't bad.
No, I don't do it. I don't understand.
And you know, when I asked, the explanation was that probably, like, you know how Ghanaians is like. Egg is the most like simplest protein you can have, right? So then it's
right now egg is expensive.
It was like one of those things. Egg is cheaper than meat. So then when like in homes, like the local homes for instance, if there's no meat, then there's egg.
Oh right. Yes. I've never thought
so
about
then banku with soup, anything at all, but your protein is egg instead of meat.
So like okra soup, then you put boiled egg.
I'm not seeing okra soup, but banku with groundnut soup and there's boiled egg. Banku with apenko and there's boiled egg. Like this with this boiled egg because it was like that is the protein
that is available right now. There's then those people that were eating the egg don't use any meat, they just drink the soup like
Jai, that because now see the price egg crazy.
I'm trying to I feel like I probably eat things that you might not know about and they are local. That thing that they put the crabs on it, what is it called?
What's that?
The name is not coming. It's a fancy food. It's like cassava or something and they mix it with palm nut soup and then they put the crabs on it.
I don't know that.
Yes. Oh, I'll look for the name and tell you.
Guys, I'd like to try it.
If you know the name and you are my friend, text me. They really like it. I've even gone to I've seen events where they actually mount it with the crabs, like 3 tiers.
I've not seen anything like that.
Oh,
then you guys have to find it for me. Try it.
Oh, I'm trying to remember the name.
And I recently also started eating
kokonte
and I enjoyed it.
Recently? So do you eat
Ozafi? Oh, yeah.
That one, your case from your side. So, kokonte. Okay, so, coconut was one of the foods I didn't. So one thing, I don't know if it happens to you, there are times that I didn't like certain things, then before I realize, my palate has changed
and you start liking
and it. I start liking. Does it happen to you?
Yeah, even like with gobe like this, I never really...
Yeah, me so I never up till now. So you know how like I'm talking about that gobe and stuff like that. Gobe is not something that I would go and buy.
Yeah.
Like or intentionally
like,
say well,
cook.
Yeah. No, never.
Yeah, never.
It's it comes with like, oh, my mommy has done gobe or this one, and then I'll taste it and I'll realize that I'll remember that oh gobe is actually nice.
Yeah.
So when I see people making all the fuss about gobe and stuff like that, I'm like, oh right.
And I think watches wasn't really a thing. It was just like, okay, let's watch it. But it wasn't a big deal. Like until when, like I think like 2017, that's when it started hyping. Watch it.
So when I was younger, I hated watching. If they gave me watches to school, I stay with my godmother, then she gave me watches to school, and she threw it on your foot, she'll force you. When I'm coming on the way, I'll pour it away.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, watches is something I can eat every day.
Exactly.
But so I'm a jollof person, I believe.
It was like homemade watches only.
Yeah.
Like, why would I go out to them and buy watches? But then all of a sudden, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
And
but
I enjoy it.
Yeah. I don't know. And at first, I couldn't eat watches with certain things. Like, I cannot eat watches with if one thing is missing. Like, say there's garri, salad, macaroni. Mm-hmm. I have to get everything. Mm-hmm. If one is not there, I will not enjoy the food. It. All of a sudden, I can eat watches without salad.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I need to have a lot of macaroni on my watches.
Right. I don't know where those things come from.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Very
guys.
Interesting.
I've said it's the end twice.
Okay, bye, you guys. Bye.
It's okay. This time today we are ending on like rough landing. Bye.
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 TTYL.
Yeah. So please go and visit the page so that I can see more of Tori. I'll try and also put some content out there for you guys. I'm not promising, but let's see how this year goes. Bye.